Hi friends, welcome to the Confident, Clear, and Hired podcast. I'm your host, Melissa Carvalho. This podcast was made for industry leaders who want to navigate through their career, gain clarity, develop your inner self, and know exactly where you belong in the workplace. In this space, you will learn how to master and develop the skills that will not only help you in your career, but throughout your entire life. If you have been working for a few years and you're ready to get yourself to that next level, I'm here to take you there. Hey friends, how are you guys doing today? So, diving into questions to ask when you're job searching. So questions, right? And why should you even ask yourself questions? And when do you even need to do this? Well, honestly, if you're feeling a bit stuck and you're just all over the place with your job search and you want to find clarity on which roles you should be applying to, then you'll find value in this episode. But if you're just not needing the clarity and you want to grow and lead within your career to a new level, then you'll find value in this too. So I'm going to walk you through 8 questions, and a few of them are more so tips, but I like to get right into things, and so let's just dive right on in. The first question, you may find a really silly question, but it's so relevant and honestly used as a target question in career clarity. And so I hope you guys are ready for this question, right? Because we're really going to have to think. So if you guys need to pause this for a moment, grab your pen and grab your paper. So this way we can really get into these job searching questions and content. All right. So the first thing you want to ask yourself, what did you want to do when you were a kid? It's like that childhood dream that you have of being an actor, an actress, or a singer, or maybe even something a little bit more serious like a doctor, but it really symbolizes something. Like acting may symbolize a greater purpose of motivating or inspiring in the spotlight. A doctor would be wanting others to feel a little bit more better about themselves. When I was growing up, my childhood dream job was to be an actress or a singer. The singing was more so super secret because I would go into my parents' bedroom and put on the boombox and pretend I was some kind of celebrity. The acting was clearly more realistic. I did do theater for a little bit, but the problem back in that time was I was really shy and not fully developed as myself. Dreams are really important, and when they start young, you don't want to take them lightly because now I would say more so in the spotlight, and I like to motivate and inspire leaders just like you every day. Oh, and this actually reminds me of last week's episode, episode 14. I had a guest, Kojo Thompson, and he is the host of his own career podcast. And he even spoke to what you want to do when you grow up. And we were diving in this episode on your why, right? And it's a good one too. So if you haven't checked it out yet, you definitely should. It will talk a little bit more on this childhood aspect and diving into your why and your purpose. Second question to ask yourself, right? And so what are your interests and what are you currently good at? So this one, you'll probably want a moment. So write it all down. And it could be anything. Personal interests are fine. Like anything like giving advice, cooking, writing, editing, creating flyers, anything works. So write down interests and things that you like. The third question or thing that I want to make sure you guys take note of is the question of when life comes to an end, what do you want to be remembered for? And what impact do you want to make? What do you want to do that like others will look back on and see what you have done? It could be anything, but this is going to relate to the value on life. It could be something very simple like just coming home for dinner at 6 p.m. every evening or being that person that sees potential in the most questionable employees. This is going to help you understand your value. Like for myself, I want people to remember my personality being something that gives them motivation and happiness. I've said once before that I like to put a little bit more fun in the career and leadership aspect. So as serious and constructive that I do feel like I am, my personality is what makes me stand out. And I want people to remember me for that, to feel connected to me and my knowledge that it has helped them professionally and personally. So just being there as a person that's always willing to help. Now the fourth question. In your previous job experience, what did you like? Now, once you have that, establish what you didn't like. So this is going to be something you can evaluate at the end of each job that you do have. The reason why is because you want to understand what you liked and what you didn't, because it's going to help you for your next role. Is it a startup culture to where you like to be, or maybe you didn't like something specific about the office environment or the company culture? By understanding what you do want and what you don't, it's going to help leave room to find your happy place in the workforce. Okay, so number five, and this is not a question, it's more of a tip, but it's really important. And it's to not follow the shoulds in your life, especially if you don't believe it. You know, maybe it's those family or friends that are pushing you to be something that you really don't enjoy. If you don't enjoy it, then you're missing out on the dream aspect of your life and you're not going to be happy and fulfilling. So please do what makes you happy. Okay, so six. Now, what do you do during the day that you love to do? And this is going to relate to your interests, but now you're going to size it down to a day perspective. Okay, so number seven, and we're really diving through all of these questions and tips. So I hope you're taking really good notes. Now, for this one, I want you to think about role models that you surround yourself with, or even just generally people that you want to be. What person makes you think, like, dang, I just, want to be like them? It could be more than one person. It doesn't have to be just one, but the inspiration and following them for guidance is going to attract you to your destiny and make your search so much easier. Now, let's take a moment, right? And let's really envision where we're going to be going. And so now let's go into my final tip, and we can even practice this right now. Okay, so I want you to close your eyes. And once you have them closed, think of what you feel would be an ideal work setting. And what would you be doing? And where are you going? What's the people around you doing? And think about the emotion. So think about how happy you feel, or how stressed the environment could be. Is it fast paced? How do the people around you feel? And sit on what you envision that's going to give you a smile. And you're going to want to keep that in your mind, because it's going to help gravitate you towards your dream role. This is really going to help you with the vision on where you really want to be. It's going to help you just have that idea of where your happy place is going to be within the workplace, right? Because when we're in the right surroundings where we emotionally feel good, and it's ideally what we see as what we want and what we envision, it's going to help find where your dream role should be. So I really hope these tips and questions, gave you the guidance for your job search. I know we went through a lot, but did you write things down? And if you haven't, then definitely go back and listen in, because I really know that this information is going to help you on that aspect for your job search. Now, this is a complete bonus that I want to mention in, and with all this information that we went over through on this episode, something that you can do is create a Venn diagram. So that's basically those two circles that meet and it shows like a medium common interest. So you can put your topics on one circle, right? Can be your perfect career. The other is going to be your job interests. And then once you fill in those two opposite ends of the circles, see what are in common and what meets, right? What should go in that middle portion of it. Again, I know that this was probably feeling like so much information and that maybe you might need some help with getting this all together. So I want to let you guys know that my one-on-one career coaching program, it is currently open. So you're more than welcome to head to the link in the show notes to apply. I would really love to help you land your dream role this year. So again, I hope you guys enjoyed this episode and I will talk to you soon. I just want to say thank you so much for listening in. I hope this episode has given you some insight on exactly what is possible for you and how you can grow into a leader within your career even further. Did you know that I have something special, and this is specifically only for you podcast listeners? It's a course that's going to get you optimized on your LinkedIn profile. LinkedIn to Success is a course that I created so leaders and growth seekers like you can network and grow within a platform that carries an endless amount of opportunity. A value of $297, you get it only for $27. Amazing, right? I will link this below for you to get. I'm so excited about this course. Don't forget to rate and leave a review. It really helps us reach more people and make an even bigger impact. And I can't wait to speak to you in the next episode.